गुरुर् ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुर्साक्षात् परब्रह्म
Nice that you would join me. This is Nanette speaking. I've just been walking in my garden. There's a gentle breeze, birds all around cooing and calling. The sky is mostly clear with just a few clouds drifting by. And I thought, how wonderful that maybe this relaxation that you and I would do would bring that to it. So I'm going to give you just 30 seconds or a minute, if you need it, to find a place where you can allow yourself to just be. If you happen to have a most special place in your home or where you are, that's wonderful, but otherwise, take yourself to a quiet area, an area that perhaps has some light in it, and it's airy. Whether you cover yourself with a shawl, and you know you could sit in a chair if you wanted to, but as we get settled, maybe something under your head, just giving your neck comfort. A bolster under your knees, with your knees a little bent, if that helps your back. Or just like I do, once I'm settled in my upper body and my arms are stretched out a little to the side with the palms turned up, then my legs stretch out about as wide as my mat with the feet turned out. And in that, I still don't rush. I just maybe take a few seconds to make final adjustments where I can feel so grateful for what we have. And today for me, it's as simple as looking out on my garden, the birds, the light breeze and the gentle warmth of the sun. This place is for you to just be for the short time we will be together. Slowing down our breath slows the chatter in our mind. Let's take a couple of deeper breaths. You might sigh. It might bring up a yawn. But let's not expect too much of ourselves right now. Taking a very long, deep breath out. And when you're ready, you've had two or three yawns, you might have even needed to give a light stretch through the fingertips and the toes, but you've come back to just settle. And even then, don't expect too much of your breath. But just for a minute or two, let it become a little slower. You might follow the routine that we do, which is we breathe in quietly, maybe for the count of four or five. And then we slowly roll the breath over, so our breath out deep and relaxed, is for the count of 5 or 6. But make it a breath that you can feel comfortable to stay with. You're not forcing it to be long. It will become relaxed when we allow that breath out to be its comfort, time and level. And as you allow the breath to be of a much more relaxed nature than when we're busy and rushing, the mind rejoices in that. The mind eventually just settles some of the overactivity away. And I allow myself as much time as it takes to let that happen. But what I do find is when I'm in that sighing out and letting my breath slow a little or a lot, I begin to dwell more in the present. I feel the back of my head where it rests. I feel the tongue behind my lower teeth where the jaw relaxes. I can imagine the little gap at the back of my neck before it becomes my shoulders. And I feel wherever there is weightedness or natural pressure across the back of my shoulders, down to my elbows. And then even more comfortable down to where the hands rest on the floor. I can imagine my shoulder blades just resting comfortably, and I still then let the breath find its quiet way. Just dwelling in the present feeling, I enter down through my spine into my lower back and the weightedness of my sacrum and the buttocks. And that also allows me to feel the weightedness of the front of my pelvis as well. I let the body find that present state. The back of my legs. A little raise behind my knees perhaps, and then down to the weightedness of my calf and my heels and even the sides of my feet that might be lightly turned out. I just dwell in the presence of my whole body, wherever it's weighted. And for a short while, I just let myself be with that. And you can too. You simply allow your body to rest. your whole upper body, your eyes. You feel that the eyeballs sink back into their sockets. You feel again the jaw just relaxes. You have nothing to do with your brain and your mind. Anything that we naturally hold there, you just know and imagine that it's settled all the way down and it's resting behind the back of your eyes, around to the side of your ears, around to the back of the head, that this time is resting quite comfortably, maybe even lightly. And then the top of your head, your mind and the whole of your brain, it just settles as we stay present in our own being. Everything is quiet. Everything is settled. And then what happens? There's a slight emptiness that we don't even have to worry about. It just happens. And we breathe. We breathe. We move down to the upper torso. Our throat is relaxed. The back of the neck is very relaxed. And we move down to the area where our lungs and our heart sit happily together. We have nothing to do. We have no one to attend to, only ourselves. We have nothing to feel energy about. And we let that breath that is now deeper and a little longer and much more relaxed, that breath soothes our heart. We have no one and nothing to attend to at this time. And all the energy that we hold in that whole upper body settles back into the mat. Our breath is long. Everything settles back to be quiet in our heart and lungs. Your lower body, the weightedness of your pelvis and buttocks rests comfortably into your mat. And so do the leg muscles. There is nothing to do. The muscles know that, they feel that. And with every breath out you take, those muscles are so grateful to simply rest. with every breath out, your whole mind and body is so relaxed and settled now. No expectations, just being present. And so the body becomes lighter. Your lower body will become lighter. Your back and the front of your body begins to be lighter now. The blue sky is your mind. And from time to time, the softest of clouds drift by. And again, your mind rests and begins to feel lighter. Your whole body is lighter. Lighter now. Deeply rested. Being renourished deep in your nervous system. Your whole body is lighter now, deeply rested and surrounded by space. Light, nourishing space. Now gently return to the movement of your breathing. Your breath has been deeply rested. It will be quieter now. very gently. Move just your fingertips and your toes. And then lightly but gently move your wrists and your ankles. You can keep your arms and legs on the floor where they lay, but you might turn them one way and the other, just allowing other parts of your body to pick up the nourishing energy that you've been receiving as you've relaxed. And your body's learning to live for you in a much more nourished, balanced state. You might rest there, or you might feel as if you'd like to take a slow, dreamy stretch with your arms over your head and your feet pointed. And then you rest back again. Now from here, there will be days and times when you just want to rest back now. You have the time, your body's saying, I've had so much residue fatigue, can I rest here a little longer? And of course, that's what you can do. If today's the day you quietly need to move into your day, then take it slowly. Many blessings to you, and I look forward to sharing with you again next week. Namaste.